Hello, good morning, good afternoon. I am Michael Romanoff, and I am here with...
Joanne Marquardt.
And this is the MJ Podcast.
We're ready to pump you up, and we're really excited on this beautiful Sunday to just have some fun with you.
All right, so most of you are probably saying, what am I listening to? Well, I can tell you that you're going to be listening to some highly motivated...
Really energetic...
Ready to rock...
Sales professionals. And we're just here to answer some of life's tough questions. We're going to be asking the questions. You're probably going to be coming with answers. And then maybe vice versa.
No. It is going to be awesome. It's all I know. We're going to have fun. So most of you are probably saying, well, pretty much, how do we even come up with this idea of a new home sales professional podcast? Or a closing a podcast. We're going to put other keywords out there to search so you can find our special podcast. It's going to be in a comedy. It's going to be everywhere because it is everything in between.
What separates us from anyone else is that we're just real people in the trenches doing what you do, asking tough questions, but also with dreams, hopes, and ambitions.
I am all about dreams and ambitions. I have dreams of, well, I can't really tell you, but however, well, let's
give
a little.
I come up with a new dream every day.
Yeah, a new dream every day. Yeah, just like our Tobol board. It's a different day, different community, different map. But anyway, however, let's get some background on who we are. Joanne, why don't you go ahead and tell everyone who you are?
Well, I was born in California, so I'm one of the original California girls.
Okay, go on. Come on, a little more now.
You want deeper?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm 35 years old. I'm a professional single happy mother.
Woo! So all you single guys out there, if you want, go ahead and give us a shout out on our website, please, or by email.
I've always been in new home sales, at least for the last 8 years, and I've enjoyed every step of it. Met a lot of nice people. Love the industry. It's the ups, the downs, the excitement, the new people you meet. And the best part about it is that we're helping people achieve their dreams and new home ownership.
That's right. Now, most of you are probably saying, well, where do these two nuts work at? Well, we can't tell you.
We can't tell you.
We don't have corporate approval for even doing this.
No.
Oh, I didn't say the word corporate, so they might figure out who we are.
Yeah, but they could think that that's just a ploy.
I think
so.
Totally a ploy, yeah. Yeah, we're actually in a small apartment building in the Bronx. No, I don't think so. And I am Michael. Let's see, I'm fabulous. What am I, 36, 37? I'm third generation doing what I do. I love it. It's the only thing I really know. And this is kind of my game. Some guys go out there, play golf. Some guys shoot. Some guys play basketball. Well, this is my world, my game. And I love new home sales from the process to start.
I like the smell of wood.
Wood.
And wet cement.
Damn woodchuck. All right. So we've got a couple things we want to chat about. This is our podcast one of many. And if you're into it, please subscribe. We really want to hear, you know, from as many as you as possible. The more subscribers, of course, the more sponsors we can get out
and
here.
Let's do this. Let's make this your podcast. We're not going to come up here with our mission statement and say,
nope,
this is how our podcast is going to go. We want to hear what you guys are interested in learning about, and we're going to figure it out. That's what Michael's motto is. Go.
Yeah, figure it out. I may not know how to do it, but I'll figure it out. Just like the other day, I was working on my Jeep. I had no clue what I was doing, but I did it.
He did it.
Damn hood fell and hit me in the head, but I'm still here.
Mm-hmm. Split concussion.
It's okay. It's all good. We had this guy out here. He actually fell off his, countertop and cracked his head. But
serious concussion.
But he figured it out.
He figured it out.
It's okay. Things happen. All right. So where are we going to start off at, Joanne?
Well, basically, we work for them. So what are some ideas do you guys have? What are some questions you have as you're in the trenches and you're trying to figure out, hey, how do I market people differently? Or what are some different ways to bring our team together? Or what are some different techniques to show our home? Should I show the model? Should I do it differently? What about inventory? We want to hear those concerns and those questions.
We do. And actually, we have a list of 10 questions we just received from other new home consultants that are with the same organization as us. And here they are.
These are the high-yield questions that they want answers to today so they can take advantage of this new, thriving, upbeat market.
All right, first question comes from Josh. Josh wants to know, how and when do you close someone? Oh, Josh, come on. Well, I know Josh for many, many years, but Joanne, why don't you go and take the lead on this since you're the closer?
Well, it all starts with building trust, and that happens at completely different times. For some people, it can happen right when they walk in the door, and the other times it happens after they've looked at 20 properties together. But the closing starts from the second you see them.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. It might not be leaving me a check yet, but maybe it's just closing on, hey, what's your name? Can you open up and you tell me what kind of things you're looking for with your family and your new home? Or do you have a family? Is it a job or low? You're closing them on answering your questions. Step one.
All right. I think you cover that closing. Actually, we're going to have our podcast number 3. We have outlined here in our business plan. It's going to go over closing. We're going to have a specialist here, Max Korth. We're actually going to do it over the phone, mm-hmm. have him on, and he's going to help us out. Max has been in the business for over 40 years in new home sales, so he's going to help us out a lot with that. So, Josh, thank you so much. If you're listening, I owe you a t-shirt. Okay, next question from Sherry Banfi. Joanne and Michael, what the hell are you smoking? And I want some of it. Well, Sherry.
Nicotine makes me sick.
Yeah, we don't smoke. We like to drink. Lots of coffee. Shots. Yeah, whiskey shots. We can do whiskey shots. We're at work. No. Called Starbucks. It's around the corner. $3. I had this guy named Hunter. Now, he's got big guns like Popeye.
Mm-hmm.
And Hunter made me this new drink. It was so cool. It was
iced coffee with a triple shot. Double shot.
Iced coffee with a triple shot of espresso.
And then
with
a little couple pumps of caramel.
Caramel with some ice, and yeah, that was yummy. So, Sherry, to answer your question, caffeine, lots of it. Have fun with that. Okay.
And I will tag on to Michael's mm-hmm. answer to Sherry's question, because she's really just trying to get at the heart of how do you have fun in your job, and what is it that catalysts...
All right, we're not sure what happened.
But I think just
stopped. I don't know. What
maybe
happened?
Maybe it only has a 7-minute deal.
I know.
On
maybe
it
has a 7-minute. No, there's no 7-minute deal. Let me push the button.
So I just wanted to tag on to Michael's answer on Sherry's question is regarding how to have fun at work and keep it fresh.
We're all about fun.
We're all about fun, and it happens all the time. Like, we're very competitive people, so maybe it's just being dumb. Like, at the beginning of the year, Michael showed me his gold card from Starbucks.
Platinum member.
And he's like, I'm a gold card member. Well, that's a challenge. After $250 at Starbucks, it's like, Joanne was a gold club member.
Yeah,
too.
You have to use your gold card today. Bust that out. Hunter's like, all right, you two nuts.
The point is, like, trying to make everything fun and make a competition.
Have fun.
It's different.
Because when you are in the office all day, away from your family, there's enough stress on you already to bring home the bacon. And what we do is not easy. We don't just sell cars. We don't sell cars. We don't sell clothes. We don't sell transactions. We actually change people's lives. We enhance people's lives.
And we try to get people to open up about their biggest financial purchase ever, and also showing us their debts, their mishaps, their problems.
Everything. So it's about having fun. Being real. Don't ever be fake. I hate that fake person, you know. You know, I had this one agent that was, you know, she was all wah, 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 wah. And then, you know what I'm talking about? Those wah, wah, wah. You know, the nag, right? Another builder I was with, she was like, nah, yeah, we'll go, nah. And then when the customer comes in, like, oh, hi, I'm Mrs. Fake. I'm your best friend. And then as soon as the minute she leaves, she goes, nah, nah, nah. So what we're just trying to say is, don't be the yonker, I would say. Just be real. Be who you are. Mm-hmm. You got hired being you, so why don't you stay you? Don't change. Mm-hmm. You know, and just have fun. Mm-mm. Life's too short. You're at the office all day, giving up your weekends, and I don't know about you, but that sucks. Mm-hmm. Do you like taking on weekends off, Joanne?
Yes.
You like taking weekends off?
Yes.
Me too.
Only if I have something fun to do.
I know. Only have
otherwise
fun.
Otherwise, I want to be here.
I know. We're making money. And right now, I didn't make money.
And I will say, nobody goes to the hospital to have a good time.
Yeah.
Really, but you go to that. Disneyland to have a great time.
Disneyland philosophy.
Is, like, your sales office should be fun. Like, we're characters in a set.
Totally.
I love that reference you made to Hollywood.
I know.
We're just actors trying to make your stressful purchase into something that's fun and lighthearted.
A lot more fun. Okay. Well, I think we hammered on number two. Sherry, I hope you like it. I owe you a pair of socks. Okay. Number three. Go ahead, Joanne. Why don't you go ahead and read number three on the list here.
Number three. How do you deal with competition when there's new builders going up everywhere and their prices are always 10 grand less than yours?
That's easy.
You make friends with a sales agent, and then you backdoor their clients.
Hell yeah. He said, so he got working. If they open up, they're just dumb. Mm-hmm. Most of them won't even tell you. But what really separates, the builder down the street, that's not the competition. But the true competition is what the buyer currently has now. What do you got that's going to make them go home, put everything in a box, and move? It better be pretty damn enticing. Because moving is not fun. I hate moving. Moving sucks. Last time I moved, I lost my power drill. You know, I bought this new set of power drills at Home Depot. And it was like $100 for two. And I lost one of them. And that sucks. So my power drill's out there. Please bring it back. Okay, so competition. Going back to competition here. We're trying to bring it back. And who sent us that question, Joanne?
That was from Marina.
Okay. Well, to go back to it, the competition is not the person down the street. The competition with the buyer currently has now. And being able to shine enough light on your product where the buyer can see it. And it gives them the option to move, to want it, to grasp towards it. But getting back with the builder down the street, what separates you from them is you. Mm-hmm. Be you. Don't be a yonker. Okay, that's a new terminology. You like it? Yonker. Don't be a yonker. Be you. Be true. And it will show because the person down the street's not. They're being fake. They're not real. And
the reality is people buy from people they like.
So, again, start closing the minute they get out of the car.
Stucco is stucco. Drywall is drywall. Oh. 6-inch baseboard versus 3-inch. We got someone walking up right now, Joanne.
We got someone walking up.
We're going to have to put you guys on hold.
All right, we're going to be right back. Let's see if we can get this home sold. Ready? Okay. We are so back. Okay, Joanne, should you say or I say what happened? It was comical. Besides, Joanne just like poured a whole coffee in my crotch. Yeah, good job there, Joanne. Honey, if you're listening, it was
for every 10 accidents Michael does, I do one.
Yeah, just one of those deals. Okay, so we're back. We just had some wonderful families come through. I think we kind of yielded. I'm going to use some Jeff Shore terminology there, yielded. I don't think Joanne went all the way. She argues with me.
I did not beat them over the head with a broom.
But you know what? Things happen.
Sometimes the first time it comes in, I'm trying to build relationships, and I know they're not in a position to purchase today because they have a home to sell, which isn't even listed.
Where'd they come from, Joanne?
They're coming from Auburn, which still doesn't mean that everyone can, but they did specifically say that they do not have the funds to move forward on a home without their home selling. So, at that point in time, I really need to build a quality relationship because I'm going to be friends with them for quite some
Joanne,
time.
Joanne, look. We make a podcast and everyone in the world wants to come look at our homes.
We got to open the door to this cute little girl.
All right. You better go ahead and take care of this family. All right, folks. Sorry to keep on stopping and starting this podcast, but man, we are getting slammed out here.
We're in the trenches. We're not kidding.
In the trenches. We do not play around. Northern California is on fire.
Mm-hmm. We just stopped to talk to our potential buyers.
Yep. So, woo, die. Well, I think we got maybe two future buyers. What do you think there, Joanne?
Very potential. Yeah. I love how investors are jumping back into the market.
I am into that. Okay, so let's see. We went through question 1 through 3.
1 through 3. We did not get to all 10.
I know. We didn't get all 10, but we did have fun trying to get at least to the first 3.
We did. We wanted to. I still love Sherry's question. Okay.
I know. Sherry got the money drinking. Oh, my gosh.
She says
okay. Oh, I know.
I didn't talk about that.
Should we at least do 4 and 5?
Let's do it. Bring out 4.
Let's totally
Bring
do it.
Four.
Okay. Question number 4 is from Peter.
Peter.
How do you greet or what do you say for the first time when you meet someone? All right, Peter. Well, first of all, I got to say that's a great question.
I say hi.
You say hi. I say hello. Some people talk Konnichiwa. About the weather. Konnichiwa. Ohayo genki desu ka.
Wow.
I know. I learned that. I was watching this karate movie. They're speaking this.
King of the Monkey?
Oh, my God. No, that's Chinese. That's Nihama. Yeah, so for all of our Chinese and Japanese people, we'd love to have you on the show, teach us some new languages. Mm-hmm. But pretty much, it all comes down to just, like we said earlier, just being real, mm-hmm. having fun, and just just opening up like, hey, how's your day? How's mm-hmm. your shopping going? What's going on? What's up?
But I do think it's a valid question because in our industry, when you say the same thing to somebody 10 times, can.
This is the first time that people have heard it. Yeah. So keep it fresh. Keep it positive. Keep it confident.
But you know what everyone else is saying? And I hate it the most is, hi, your first visit?
That's what I say every time.
Oh my God, Joanne, stop saying it. It's annoying. I don't know how to tell you. I told you on air. Oh my God, you're going to
kill
me. And
then I mix it up sometimes by saying, so what brings you out today? What are you looking for in a new home?
What do you think brings them out?
I got to bust that out a little bit.
Okay, folks.
Somebody needs to beat me because I have much higher potential than what I'm putting
okay,
out there.
Okay, Joanne, I'm going to tell you what my dad told me. Okay, like I said, everyone out there who's listening to our wonderful podcast, it's not always about the Michael show. It's the MJ, the Michael and Joanne show. It's a gas station analogy. Mm-hmm. Corey, if you're listening to this, you're not going to steal my analogy, okay? Gas station analogy. Here we go. When people pull up to a gas station, what do you think they're going to get?
Cheetos.
No, gas. That's what's a gas station. It's not the nacho station, not the Cheeto station.
Well, when you have a little Spunkmeyer, it can get a little, the lines can get
yeah,
down.
But when people pull up, you assume they're going to get gas.
I want them to say it because when they say it, they're verbalizing it and there's
exactly.
a commitment level that comes with
yeah.
it. So when they say, I'm looking for a new home, then it opens the door for me to say, bam!
Bam!
You admitted it. Let's go.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree there. Okay. But however, move forward. Like, look how fast my gas station analogy
yeah,
got,
continue.
Man. All right. Joanne, you're cut off from, what are you drinking? What are you drinking?
I had no more Starbucks today.
Okay. Good. Thank God. Oh, I can't get a word in. Okay. So. It's like me hanging out at the gas station, okay, with a pump in my hand and someone pulls up with their car. Of course, I'm going to say, hi, what brings you, hi.
You must be in Oregon.
Hi, you need some gas? No, they're there. They need gas. They want gas. Just put it in their damn gas tank.
Okay.
So I just move straight forward and say, premium or unleaded.
So what do you say to people when they walk in? Go.
What I like to say is, how's the shopping going? Because they're there with a mission. They didn't have to just put their kids in a car because it's fun. No one likes to talk to salespeople. People hate us.
So real world, what do you say?
You say, good afternoon. I am Michael. How was your day?
What about them Giants?
What about those? Yeah, I like the Giants.
I
that,
like the
that's
Giants.
Cool.
Well, because they just killed the
yeah.
Dodgers.
Well, like I said, I don't right watch sports, okay? I'm sorry. Kick me in the nuts.
You're going to have to start watching
this
sports.
This is my game. This
okay.
is my game.
What are you
going to
talk
my
about?
Game
Poncho
is right
the
now.
Pig?
Poncho the Pig.
Not
we got rid
of
Poncho.
Have
Poncho the Pig. Okay, well, that, hey, that's podcast number 5.
That's farm.
Under hobbies. We're going to talk about hobbies on podcast number 5.
Number 5.
Okay, so pretty much people come and just be real, talk about yourself, you know, talk not about yourself, but like the day, what's going on, you know, and ask them, you know, how's the shopping going so far? Mm-hmm. And
what
this,
do you like, what you don't, what do you not like?
Yeah, what's not working? What's wrong? Because something happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
They got in a fight, their house mm-hmm. is too damn small, the neighbors mm-hmm. are arguing through their condo, mm-hmm. they can hear the guy snoring to the wall, his CPAP machine's not working.
Or
God
they're
forbid.
Just tired of mowing the damn lawn.
You don't want to mow yards.
Well, bleep that out.
I know, yeah. Okay, yards are cool. All right, so all those people that have yards, I'm sorry I didn't mean to insult you, but here.
Sometimes people don't like them. We're going for an urban lifestyle. There's a little bit of everything for
baby
everyone.
Boomers don't want yards. Mm-hmm. They don't want yards. Those are the people who are out with the checkbooks open. You got the young professionals kicking it. They don't want yards. They want something lofty, trendy, fun. Mm-hmm. So getting back to, you know, the question, Peter, what do you say to people when they first come in? We like to say hi, introduce ourselves, because we are people. Mm-hmm. I always put my name before the builder's name. I'm sorry, but I believe people buy people. They don't buy a company because mm-hmm. we represent the company. And people buy who they like to buy from, like what Joanne said earlier. What did you say earlier, Joanne?
I said people buy from who they like.
Who they like. That's right. That's key. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is our first podcast. We hope you like it. We are nuts.
Can
yes.
I jump on something?
Go ahead. Go right ahead, Joanne.
Just to follow up one more time on Peter's question.
God, Peter! I thought we were talking about Michael and Joanne, but that's okay.
Sometimes I think we just think too, we overthink what we're going to say, and it's more sometimes about what we're going to do. One thing that I love to do, and it really helps to have the right setup with your sales professional.
Do you visualize?
Sometimes you just have to have an activity that you're doing, and you're talking to them kind of secondary.
Oh my gosh, like at the Gap. You know at the Gap, they just don't sit there. They actually tell their employees to walk around the store nonstop and pretend like they're just moving clothes around.
Exactly. That's why we have cookies. Sometimes they'll just be like, come on in, I'm burning a batch of cookies.
Oh my God, you do not want her cookies.
And I've got to go and start getting the cookies out. Well, while I'm busy doing the cookies, all of a sudden they're like, well, we're looking for home. Really? You're looking for homes, selling homes.
Oh my God. That's crazy. Well, why don't you get over here, have a cookie.
Have a cookie.
Get the sugars up.
So sometimes don't worry so much about what the actual words you're going to say. And just be yourself and just do something.
Just do it. Don't yield. Do not yield.
Nike was brilliant.
Yeah. Jeff Shore, you rock. You're my hero.
Do it.
Just do it. All right. Also, what's coming up on our future podcast is we're going to have some a little more structured, I think.
I think we're going to add some structure.
Do you think so? I don't know. I think we're going to have some awesome email questions. Yeah, we're going to have some awesome ones. Okay, so stay tuned. In our description, we're going to have our email address, our website address, info.
We're going to, we have to get an email first.
Yeah, we just thought about this today. We're like, hey, oh my gosh, what if we made a podcast?
And our motto is, just freaking do it.
Or... I will figure it out.
I will figure it out so we don't get sued by Nike.
Yeah, like me, I'm going to go see my boss coming up, and she's like, Michael, what happened to the sales? I'm like, I'm not sure what happened with the sales, but I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to get you some bodies.
We're going to figure it out.
Bring you some numbers. And every person out here isn't a number who we sell to. They are a family. We really love what we do. We have fun. Yeah. But again, we're nuts. It doesn't take... average people can't do what we do.
Mm-mm. You have to be crazy.
No. Those people stay home on the weekends.
Exactly.
And they come to us to buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So before we end the show, Joanne, do you want to go ahead and have last remarks? What you want to say?
I just want to say thank you for tuning in to us, and we're really excited.
Tuning in is downloading, or what's it called?
Well, clicking? I still listen.
I guess, yeah, tune in.
Isn't
yeah.
tuning
yeah,
in,
yeah,
tune still in, yeah. They don't have this, like, automatic thing. They actually have to click the button.
I know.
We just want to say we appreciate it, that you're making us a part of your daily routine, and do call in or shoot in with those emails, because we really want to be a part of your daily routine as well.
And
did I say the same thing twice?
No, I think it's good. I think you did really good there. And I just do a personal shout out to all the questions, that were submitted, from Josh, Peter, Sherry, and what was the other?
Marina.
Oh, Marina! Oh my gosh, she's awesome. Yeah,
we're gonna do a whole segment on competition.
Yeah, a whole segment competition. Yeah, and she's awesome.
For any of these.
Yeah, awesome. All right, so to all those people out there, peace. We love you, and
God bless,
and y'all just keep on trucking, keep sowing, keep digging for worms.
Keeping it real.
Keep it real. That's what it's all about. Have fun. Have passion.
There's nobody like you.
No one like you. There's only one of you. There's many of them.
Only one of